Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right, amen. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you. Wherever you find yourself in the land, God bless you. I pray that you turn all of your woes, your troubles, your issues, whatever it is, over to God and let him handle it. All right? It's going to be a blessed day this afternoon, one of our own, man. We're featuring our special gospel recording artist this afternoon. Get ready. Get ready to turn up. Let us go humbly before the throne of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come giving you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, Lord God, as we thank you for another glorious day that you've allowed us to see, Father God, your beautiful creation with breath in our bodies. Lord God, we ask that you bless us today, Father God, as we present, Father God, glory to you, Lord God. We open up the doors, Father God, for those to come in, Father God, to meet you and greet you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless this ministry, Father God. Bless the household of everyone that's listening, Father God. Bless our special guest, his family, and his household, Lord God. Let us lift you up, Lord God, and give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. We call it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody turn up. Put on your full armor of God. You know what time it is. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signed on. It's Raising the Sound. Let's get it, y'all. Let's go.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working
a miracle.
Just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be. Shouting into my promise. Why?
Baby.
to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Thanks, Big Bro. What's going on? It's Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. Good afternoon. Man, I tell you, been looking forward to this day right here. It's Raising the Sound, and this show is all about, we come and give gospel recording artists, jazz artists, spoken words, executives that are in music, that have something to do with promotions and marketing, that can help any artists out there that are trying to come in and do something with their careers. And we just want to be one of the platforms that they come across that's all about giving all glory, honor, and praise to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. And that's what we do every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Anybody out there that you know, a gospel recording artist, jazz, spoken word, that's all about serving God and giving praise to Him, send them by our street too, down here at Breaking Chains. We'd love to feature them because there are plenty of platforms out there, but we would love for them to come by here and just introduce themselves to our audience as well all across the world. All right? So today is a very special day for us here at Breaking Chains. The reason being is because it's one of our very own that's coming in, one of our pastors that has has another side to him that maybe you didn't know about. So today we're gonna feature that and present him to you in a different light. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody out there listening this afternoon, put your hands together, round of applause for one of our very own pastors here, Breaking Chains, our special gospel recording artist today. Pastor Joseph Johnson, a.k.a. Holy Boy Real. Holy Boy Real. Good afternoon, Pastor. Amen. God bless you. Welcome this afternoon, sir.
Praise him. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God.
Yes, sir. Always. God bless you, sir. Good afternoon. Welcome to this Raising the Sound. You're on every Sunday, encouraging and supporting your other artists and gospel brothers and sisters, but today this is all about you, man. We're gonna feature you this afternoon. So welcome to the show, and tell everybody that know you and introduce yourself to people that don't know you. Who is Joseph Johnson?
Wow. Well, first of all, you know, I definitely give honor to God. It's a true privilege. And I thank God for you also, Pastor. You've been a blessing, you know, the ministry Breaking Chains and everybody out there that's, you know, been a blessing to my life and just encouraging me. But Joseph Johnson, you know, a.k.a. Holy Boy Soldier, Holy Boy Real, he just pretty much, to be honest, just a witness. And a lot of times it just sounds simple, but either we witnessing for God or not witnessing for God. And I say a unique witness, you know, what God brought me to right now, I'm more like a unique witness. You know, I love to try to witness. A witness, you know, the total package of a witness is his attitude, his character, and the number one thing, his action. You know, when I saw this, go back, you know, we say just look back over your life where God has brought you. And, you know, when you just look back over your life, a lot of people are witness for God. And so I believe God, he has transformed me to be a witness, you know, a unique witness. So I love just, you know, witness for God in a unique way, just let my light shine, especially with music. You know, when people hear my music, they were like, wow, how could you rap for God? It's so hard not to cuss and this and that, part of the witness. And it's just based on really just relating to people, you know, with that love, you know, especially the love for the lost. And so I have a passion for the lost. And thank God for Apostle Hasten. You know, he just, that fire just was ignited when I was at the Walls of Salvation. We should just go out and witness. It was mandatory. Every week you had to lead somebody to Christ. You had to witness. And it just put a passion in my heart, you know, for the lost. And when you know God just brought you from a long way, and you could have been dead, you could have been in hell, you could have died in your sins, you could have died drunk, high, geeked up, on X pills and all stuff like that. But he gave you a second, third, a thousand different chances. You know, it just, you want to just be sold out for God. It's like, what else can I do? And we just find out how big God is and for who he is and how great he is. You know, you really just think about it, hey, I'm a witness for God, and it's a privilege to be a witness for God. So when you kind of find your purpose and your assignment is to witness for God in a unique way, because everybody, you know, kind of different. You know, we don't want to try to copy other people like that to a certain degree. But, yes, sir. But most of all, I said that I'm unique in my unique way. God, he has me sometimes real humble. Sometimes I don't say much at all. Then sometimes he has me just let it rip, you know, like want to, you know, just punch walls in and kick bricks down. You know, he just had me on fire, you know, rebuking and stuff like that. But it's very unique. I found that it's just very unique how God, you know, has been dealing with me. So I would say, yes, sir, very unique in a certain way and very, very humble for God. Thank you.
Okay. So that's to me, that's, you just told everybody who you are and where God has brought you to where you are today. So let's take the gloves off. You know how I do it, you know. Let's take the gloves off, man, and dig deep, because you know, there's somebody out there listening and want to know how to get in. And they need to know where God has brought you from. Going to your bio, you were born in North Carolina, raised in Georgia. Now listen to this. Moved to Alabama, went back to Georgia, then back to Alabama, then back to Georgia, and then back here now to Mobile. And the thing about it is, you say in your bio you had a lot of bad things that were going on. We had, and we all traveled down that road. So, you know, how is it that you gave your life to Christ? What was it that turned your life around? What was it all about back then before Christ came into your life?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Definitely. we have a point in our life where we just want to just live. We just want to be free. You know, we want to get out our, you know, whoever raised us. You know, we want to get out their house and just, you know, and just fly and do our thing. So I finally got to that point where I was able to jump off the porch and run with the big dogs. And when I started running with the big dogs, running with my brothers, running with my cousins, and running with people in the streets, thing like that, my dad, he used to always tell me, why sin? He said, son, that street will turn you into a mean dog. And that's all he said. And it just stuck with me. And then he'll say, son, that car gets you in a world of trouble. And it just stuck with me, like little wise sayings, he said. And he'll say, never let them see you sweat. And it just stuck with me. But definitely my parents, they did a great job raising me. They did a great, phenomenal job. But then when I just got to that point where a lot of ladies was attracted to me, I just felt like, hey, it's time for me to start doing my thing. And so once I jumped off the porch, it was just mayhem. You know, I just had to get it how I live. You know, I wasn't working, so I had to get finances. I sold drugs for years and years and years. I ain't never think I could stop selling drugs. I remember when I was trying to stop selling drugs, that's when the drugs just kept coming even more. You know, the street that my grandma stayed on, it was one of the most rolling streets in the neighborhood back then, growing up with, you know, drugs and stuff. So it was easy to make money. One night on that street, you know, you could come outside and make $800 real quick, which I did a couple nights. You know, you could just come outside, make $40 as soon as you get up, $200 real quick. And so I was kind of addicted to that for a couple years and just, you know, riding around with the boys, getting drunk, getting high, stuff like that. And so, but I knew one day I had to change. I knew one day I had to change, but I just couldn't break it. And so in the process of all that, I started getting tickets. I started getting pulled over by the cops. I started, you know, getting caught with no insurance, things like that. It started accumulating tickets, and those tickets, they turned to warrants. And now I'm running from the police and this and that. And so in the process of all that, I can remember just having warrants on me, warrants, and just dodging the police, looking through the windows, the rearview mirrors, driving fast, trying to hurry up to get there and do this, and still trying to be these little ball in the streets and things like that. But I knew the whole time God had a calling on me, because the way my parents raised me, things of that nature, and the things that the people used to always say to me, somebody always watching you. And, you know, people, they just always just say things like, you different and things of that nature. But I just wanted to run the streets. I wanted to be with my brothers and my cousins, You know, they taught me how to roll weed. They taught me how to sell drugs. They told me how to cook it, how to chop it up. You know, they really took out time and taught me a whole bunch of stuff. You know, I remember when I was young, a teenager, how they jumped me into a game, and they just all, they felt like I was ready, and they just all surrounded me, this and that. We was in my grandma's yard. Then they just picked me up and just body slammed me on my neck. And I never forget that day. And they just throw, I was on the ground. They were just stumping me. And then after that, I remember my cousin. It's some old little kind of crazy stuff we had to do. And my cousin, he was like, I love you, with the N-word, you know, Negro. I love you, Negro. I love you, Negro. And it felt like a little bond. It felt like a unity. It felt like love. I was like, what? Then they had me to draw a lot of little, you know, gang signs and stuff, you know, to say that I was with the little clique. But in the process of all that, you know, I just wanted to, I just wanted to, you know, just hang out. You know, I really didn't have too many opportunities. You know, the little neighborhood that I was in, you know, it was pretty much go to school, football practice, come home, you know, eat in the bedroom on the cell phone, not cell phone, but the house phone, things like that. And so, long story short, once I jumped off that porch and started running with my brothers, they was already in the streets. His brother was in the streets. They was kind of big dope boys. And so I jumped under their wing. And my dad, he was always a hardworking man. And I ain't really want to work with him at the time. So I was just doing my thing and doing my thing. And next thing you know, I got locked up. I started going to jail, Metro, started going to jail, calling my mom. And my mom, she, you know, she did her best to get me out sometimes. And sometimes I had to stay for a week or two or 30 days. And so once I went to jail one time, me and my sister, we was riding, and I had some marijuana in the car, but the police didn't find it. So me and my sister was in the car, had a gun in the car and everything. Police didn't find it. So it was almost like I was in a movie. I was just telling the police all this stuff, like just lying and this and that. Just come, my sister drive my car home, this and that, take me to jail. So he let my sister drive the car with the stuff in it, and I ended up going to jail. So by me going to jail, that's when I really gave my life to God. It was a guy, he was in there preaching the word of God while I was locked up. And I had money saved, you know, while I was locked up. And so while I was locked up, the guy, he was just over there preaching in the cell. So I went in that cell, and man, the Spirit of God was in that jail cell, and that's when I really just got born again, I believe, because I just surrendered everything in my heart. I said, you know what, when I get out, I ain't smoking, I ain't drinking, I ain't selling drugs, I ain't doing nothing no more. And so, you know, days went by, I started drawing. I, you know, I was an artist, so I started drawing. I was drawing the jail bars and stuff behind it. So a guy, he wanted the artwork for a tattoo. I was like, yeah, you can have it, but I didn't really know it was that good. And then so I was just doing a lot of stuff to stay occupied. And so it was time for me to get out, and I had a kind of strong relationship with God, real strong, I thought I did. And so as soon as I got out, I had, you know, females waiting on me and stuff like that, and I thought I was strong enough. Yeah, and as soon as I got out, I went right back to the street. My dad, he had some money for me, like $500. He gave me that, plus some more money I had. And I just went straight back to the streets that same night, just drinking, smoking, partying. Then I found out then that I need something stronger. You know, I need something to keep me. And so, it was just pretty much like a revolving door. I was just playing Russian roulette with my life for years and years and years, going back to jail, the same little process, go to jail, make a commitment, you know, not to do it again, get out and just do it again. Yes, sir.
Wow. That's an awesome testimony there, preacher. I tell you, very powerful testimony to be able to, you know, just to give a testimony like that to the world. It's very powerful. That's going to lead me up to one of your first songs here that we have for tonight, and it's called Glory.
Yes.
Because of situations like that, man, you have to give all glory to God, because that wasn't nothing but God that kept you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Brought you to the way of living that you are living right now. So tell us about this first song, Glory. What was going on when that one hit your spirit and God told you to write that song?
Yes, sir. This song, Glory, it's a special song. Thank God for my boy, Young Preach. He made the beat for me, and it's original. So he had the beat. He really didn't like the beat, and I just loved the beat. And so he just let me have it. So I thank God for all the love Young P showed me by, you know, he's the producer also. He gave the beat to me, and I just had the beat sitting up for a while. And I was in Florida at the time. And so I took the studio with me to Florida. And when I was in Florida, I was, you know, kind of just home, looking for somewhere to stay. So I ended up living in Florida for about a few months. So that song came when I was living in Florida. So it was really based on From Glory to Glory. About 3 years ago, God had me to record it. And from the Bible said we will go from glory to glory. And what it really means to me, and when I listen to it, it's speaking increase. You know, it's decreeing increase over the people. Glory, glory is just saying glory, glory, which is also increase, increase. When the glory of God comes, you know, some going to increase and sin going to decrease. So just continue to, we will continue to change into the what God has created us to be. You know, we go from glory to glory. And I just pray when people hear the song that they are changing to what God created them to be, especially in their character. You know, our character, it plays a powerful role, a very important role in our life today, in our nature. You know, we have a new nature. A lot of people really don't understand, but once you get born again in Christ, your nature changes. And so you want that nature of God to increase. You know, you want it to be the glory of God. You want your character to be the glory of God. And that's what it's about, because this world is so messed up right now. It's lacking glory of God. We're lacking just increasing. Just imagine if all the, you know, parents just been increasing, all the children, you know, get that baton and just increase, you know, this world would be a greater place. So it's just really just speaking blessing over people to increase in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to glory. Here's glory right here on Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. Right here on this Sunday afternoon, we pray all is well with you. I was a very special guest this afternoon, gospel recording artist Joseph Johnson, a.k.a. Holy Boy Real, Holy Boy Soldier, Glory to Glory on YET Radio.
I decree and declare this year, next year, I decree and declare over your life, glory. Don't repeat.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Hedgeman. Welcome back to the show, Raising the Sound, Breaking Chains. Our very special guest, gospel recording artist, Joseph Johnson, a.k.a. Holy Bar Soldier, Holy Bar Real, hanging out with me this afternoon. Glory, glory, glory. I tell you, you better read about that man in 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. It talks about it. Get a complete understanding of what God wants you to understand about glory to glory. Is study, show yourself approved before God. All right, sir, welcome back to the show. Let's move on. When you are when you're doing music and where do you, how do you feel when you're writing to God? Because you know what I'm saying, and the reason why I ask you that is because there's a lot of gospel, so-called gospel music out here today. And you hear like Ty Tribbett, who did an interview and said that how much that it's all about money in the corporation now. It's not about giving glory to God, right? So what is it that, you know what I'm saying, takes you away when you are writing to God? I know it's the Holy Spirit, but what is it that you see you're doing that is different from what a major artist has done and why you're not being recognized like they are? What is that all about?
Yes, sir. It's a privilege. It's an honor. I tell you, just to be on this side, to be in the kingdom of light. You know, my heart just go out to all the secular artists, you know, the worldly artists that really think they doing something. If I ever get an opportunity, you know, I let them know that they ain't doing nothing at all. You know, all that stuff is vanity. You know, it's just, you know, all that stuff gonna rust. And you know, it ain't even worth it at all. It ain't worth it at all. So just knowing just the revelation of everlasting life, you know, what we doing is, you know, we already, you know, I've been redeemed, you know, from so much of the worldly stuff, you know, in Christ. And so just now it just, my heart just go out to, you know, those that are lost. And I pray that when they, if they can hear this type of music, they were like, oh, it's cool to do that type of music. I ain't know you can go that hard like that and still, you know, love God. But, yes, sir, I just really pray that they can all just, you know, I don't hate them. Or I never have been jealous of all the guys with the millions of dollars, all the jewelry, and, you know, especially the little young guys now, because I just see them so lost and just so deceived, and the enemy just got them, you know, brainwashed. And so I really wish I could just get to them and try to help mentor them and just try to show them, you know, a better way, because this definitely is a better way. And it may seem like it's right to them. And, you know, it might be all they know is just, you know, that gangster lifestyle, you know, that thug lifestyle and, you know, violence and stuff. But, and, you know, my heart just really, really go out to those guys, you know, because I know how it is just to be lost. You know, I was lost at one time playing Russian roulette with my life, you know, robbing, kicking in doors, shooting at people and stuff like that. I know how it is to be lost, just to live that lifestyle and don't care about living or dying. And, you know, I just seen so many people just die in their sins. You know, I seen people get shot in the neck and die, you know, all type of crazy stuff. So it just, right now, it's just for me just to see them convert over to the kingdom of light. That'll be my greatest fulfillment. You know, I hear some secular guys, they kind of do gospel songs just for the money. Like Snoop Dogg, I think he did a gospel album. And then, you know, just turn back, you know, it kind of make the word of God none of void. It kind of bring, it kind of just really just kind of make God look bad. And so what I do, you know, the music I do, I just want to make God look good, make him look attractive. You know, when people hear, they get more attracted to God, you know, get more closer to God. They might not go from A to Z, but they might get A to B. They just get a little closer to God. You know, that's what I pray they do, you know, when they hear the music. Because music is very, very powerful. It's a part of life. I gave up on music a couple of times, but now I'm convinced that if something is broke, you know, you got to kind of try to fix it. So I feel like the secular music is really teaching the young people how to live, because now they say in their music, you know, the secular artists, hey, I ain't no rapper, I'm a teacher. They say, they telling the young folks, hey, I'm teaching you how to get this money. Go out there and do this and do this. So they saying that they teachers, but according to the word of God, they false teachers. You know, they false prophets, antichrist. Some of them, you know, don't even love Jesus. Some of them, you know, they love other religions. Some of them don't believe in God, and that's what the young people listen to. And like we be talking about a lot, the blind lead the blind, and they gonna fall in a ditch. Look out, ditch. And there's just so much blind rappers just leading other people to leading them astray, you know, by the handful. I mean, just they blind, and what they be saying is just so carnal. It's so incorrect. It's just so wrong. And it's just, you know, I just feel like if I could just keep glorifying God with the music, hopefully a young person to hear it and they could tell the difference, you know, because it's like on the TV shows, how you have a little angel on the shoulder and a little demon on the other side, how they can say, hey, that's the devil music right there, but that's God music. And so they can distinguish, they can say, okay, I don't really want the devil music, but it sound good. But that God music sound good too. I'm going to choose that. So I just pray that they continue to make the right choices. And most of all, you know, that they come a part of it, because I know myself, I must bear fruits. And so hopefully somebody here that, hey, they might want to become a gospel artist, a Christian rapper or something like that. That is a blessing. You know, I've seen a couple of young guys, you know, become a Christian artist. And I recorded in the studio and just see them doing their thing for God. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen. 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 It's something that you bring up, the young artists today. And even the ones that are trying to do gospel for the dollar, and that's very sad, because I believe that, you know, like what it says about Psalms 100, when it tells us to a psalm for giving thanks, to say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth, and it says, serve the Lord with gladness, come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So if we study his word and we know this, why do we, and I say this in the general stance and general perspective, when I say we, why do we allow people to try to discredit, because there's nothing you can do against God, but why do we allow artists to discredit God's kingdom when we are, you know, the chosen people of God to do the work? Do you feel that we need to do more through music and entertainment and to interfere in what the devil is doing in that secular world and into what he's trying to do in the gospel world? Do we need to interfere in that in some type of way, or do we just need to leave that alone?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. 1,000,000%. That's the way the enemy do. Whenever an enemy invades a country, the first thing they do is want to take over the media. You know, movies, you see a king finna invade a country, he take over the television and he start talking and stuff like that. He actually taking over the media. So, and that's what the enemy doing right now. You know, he trying to take over the country. He used the media. And that's why it's so important, my Lord Jesus. That's why it's so important for us to continue to use our energy, because the world system is draining and stealing so much energy. And what I mean about that, you know, people, they be on social media for hours and just not using their God-given energy for creating books, creating albums, creating movies, documentaries. And there's so much energy just being wasted. Billions and billions of people, well, millions of people just sit around all day long and just ain't doing nothing. And so the media is kind of robbing them from their gifts, and that's their agenda. That's their secret agenda. They want to do with the young people. You know, they want to get them connected and just focus on, you know, the elect, the secular people, you know, the top artists and what they doing, and watch their lifestyle and their reality. Everybody focus on them and not focus on themselves. Because once we focus on ourselves within us, what's in the core of us, it's amazing. It is amazing. It's true riches inside of us. And that was must control us, you know, that truth. We got to know the truth about ourselves. Hey, I am a multimillionaire person, you know, for the kingdom of God. I am somebody. I can make a difference. And once we start making differences, I believe, you know, we should have more studios and churches, you know, because I've seen so many gifted people, so many gifted singers, and they just sitting around not doing nothing. Even myself, my family, it's so many gifted, talented people in my family. It's just amazing. But I think the Bible just fulfilling itself also, because it says if a wise man walketh with another wise man, he'll be wiser. So as men, we got to continue to be wise so we can raise up more wise people. The companion of fools, they will be destroyed. And so you see a lot of people now on social media doing a lot of foolish stuff just to get views. But according to the word of God, Bible say, you know, they're going to be destroyed. But the righteous, I like how I say, but the righteous shall be repaid. And so a lot of people, when they get in the word of God, they find out, hey, it's benefits in the word of God. And that's what I meant about true riches. You know, we got the understand what the true riches is, and that was must control us. And the true riches is the truth of the word of God. And once we get the truth of the word of God, which is rich, the truth, once we find out that we open the Bible and we get the truth, is it said the righteous shall be repaid. You know, if we do right, and some people feel like, hey, if I do right, oh, ain't nothing gonna happen. But according to the truth, it say we shall get repaid. It also say the righteous shall it shall be a sure reward. It shall be a sure reward, you know, walking upright, doing what's right, things like that. But the wicked, you know, they're going to work deceitful work. And that's what they're doing right now. And the Bible is so true. You know, everything that's going on is nothing new. It says that the wicked, they're going to work deceitful work. That's what they're going to do. They're going to sow deceitful seeds. You know, the enemy going to continue to communicate lies to us that we might not believe the truth. But yes, sir, definitely. I believe that if we continue to let the love and let the truth control us, and, you know, also the presence of God, it is very important, because that's how we're supposed to be led, by his presence, you know, and just kind of, you know, spending time in his presence. It takes time, but if we could just get a hold of it, you know, and just be led by his presence, you know, the presence of God ain't there, you know, we don't need to be there, and things of that nature. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 That's good. Brought up some very valid points up in there. But one of the ones that stood out the most is when you was talking about faith. Here's something for you to write down out there. Book of James, chapter 2. And this actually walks into our next song. Chapter 2, starting at verse 17, it says, even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Your man may say, thou hast faith and have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you thee my faith by my works. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. So everybody, you heard the pastor tell you, you know what I'm saying? You know, you need to walk into your faith. Stop letting people pull you down, tell you what you can't do. Listen to God. God done already put it in you what you're supposed to do. Follow the plans of God and everything's going to be all right. Pastor, that leads into the next song right here, man. Had me doing what it's called Jesus Foot Stomping here. We doing some foot stomping. And, you know, what made you do this song right here, man? Tell me a little bit about this song.
Wow, I love this song. Wow. Yes, sir, it's just really glorifying Jesus. But I was staying with my sister out there in Pritchard, and God had allowed me to make the beat, to produce the beat. I was happy. Me and my little nephew, we was kind of dancing to it. It was a Sunday, so I wasn't able to go to church that Sunday. So I said, you know what, we're going to have church here. And so that's when the beat came together, then the lyrics came together. It was really like just one take. I just mashed the record button and just went calling on Jesus. And the name of Jesus, you know, in a time of trouble, really, and when I was just worrying about things, you know, had a little fear and stuff like that. But he helped, you know, he helped. And he made things clear, you know, once the song was actually produced. And just listen to it, you know, it took away the fear, took away the trouble, just calling on Jesus. You know, and what it really did that day, it was like invoking his presence, you know, just calling on Jesus. You know, it really made me feel closer to him. And so when people hear the song, I just want them to, you know, to be healed, to receive the presence of God, because the name of Jesus is also a strong tower. And also what it did, it really cleansed me. It really cleansed, because calling on the name of Jesus is forgiveness for all our sins. You know, that's the good news. When you call on Jesus, the next song, call on his name, it forgives us for all sins. When we call on him from a pure heart, that's the good news. All our sins we committed for since we was born or whatever can be washed clear, white as snow. And that's good news. You know, your life can be redeemed. If you've been in prison, if you've been a prostitute, if you've been addicted to drugs, you know, calling on the name of Jesus. So intentionally, I wanted to say Jesus so much in this song that something gonna happen to somebody's life if they hear it all the way through. Something's gonna change, because the name of Jesus was said so much. And one day I want to do a challenge to see how many times I said it. I really don't know how many times I said Jesus, but one day I'm going to take out the time and see how many times the name of Jesus was called on in that song. But he's able to redeem life. And what he do, he'll redeem our life. Then he'll crown us with love and compassion. And that's what happened to me for calling on the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for that. Here's the next song. Holy Boy Real, Holy Boy Soldier, raising the sound. This one's called Jesus, We Foot Stomping, calling on his name. Sit back, relax, and enjoy it, everybody. Pastor Joseph Johnson, we bringing him live right here. Gospel recording artist of the day, right here on Raising the Sound, YAT Radio. Let's get it in.
Jesus,
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Jesus, 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 King Jesus, I tell you, call him in the morning, call him in the noon, call him in the night, call him anytime. He's going to be right there, I tell you. I didn't warn y'all about that song because I wanted to just jump out at you. That's one of them songs that you had to catch yourself, man, because the Holy Ghost was coming into your radio and coming into your living room, your telephone, however you was listening. And I want you to write this down before we move on. It's two scriptures I want to give you because you need to understand them. Some people just don't know it. You don't know who's listening. Let's go to the Old Testament. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "But to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now flip on over there in the New Testament and go to Philippians chapter 2. And go down in verse 9 where it says, "Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed him on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." That's all about that name, Jesus. You better get to know it. All right. Let's move on. Our very special guest today, gospel recording artist, Pastor Joseph Johnson, a.k.a. Holy Boy Soldier, Holy Boy Real, telling it all about his life, his testimony, discussing his years doing music, ministry work. All right, Pastor, here's something. You do a lot of evangelizing, going to the streets and taking the word of God to the people. When you go out there, I asked you this last week on the air. Someone asked you on your special day, when you go out there, are you seeing a lot of the move of God taking place out there in the communities, in the neighborhoods, because we call them hoods because they're not very neighborly out there now? Do you see the work of the Lord taking place, or should we be doing more? I'm sure there is more to do, but are we doing enough out there?
Amen. We could definitely do more. We could always do much, much more. But the people that I see out there, I believe they have the courage of God. I was telling somebody last night, you know, it takes courage to tell somebody about God these days. It really do. And we have been instructed to take courage from God. And but one of the most important things that I learned about street ministry, which I love street ministry, you know, in every aspect, but just acknowledging God. You know, we got to acknowledge him and you got to stay prayed up before you go. It's good to stay prayed up and pray when you go and pray for others, but you definitely want to stay prayed up before you go. I was witness to one guy at a gas station, and I went up to him, and I never forget that night. He was in a red candy red Cadillac, and I walked up to him. I said, "Hey, man, anybody told you God love you? Got great plans for your life?" And he looked at me. He said, "I'm finna murder you." He said, "I'm finna murder you." And instantly, I was just like, "Oh Lord!" And so, so it was just like my life was just flashing. I was like, "Man, here we go, Lord. Why you ain't show me this ahead of time?" You know, it was like little thoughts. And so I just turned my back on him, and I it was another guy with us smoking a cigarette. So I walked to him, and I kind of started talking to him. Hopefully, you know, whatever he said didn't happen. But I never forget that day. That guy, he was like, when I was soon see her at God, he said, "I'm finna murder you. I'm finna murder you." And he went reaching in his car like that. And so that's why I just turned my back. And I can remember that day, I really didn't pray up before I left that night. And it was that nighttime I was witnessing. So I learned a very valuable lesson. You know, you want to stay prayed up doing street ministry, because you never know when it's your last day out there. You never know. Whatever we do, we want to stay prayed up. And a good way is just to acknowledge God in all your ways, that he shall direct our path. So I learned that lesson. I believe God, he allowed that happen for a reason. So when I go out now, I just acknowledge him and I say, "Lord, direct my path. Direct my path, Lord. You said you will. You promised you will. And I thank you for doing it." And God been directing our paths. And he also been giving us courage, though, because we can't let that stop us. And, you know, that didn't stop me. Even if something would have happened, you know, I'm quite sure I would have kept on going. And but God, he give us the knowledge. You know, he helped us. And what I love about God, he equipped us. You know, he equipped us to fight. You know, we can't just sit there, because guess what? We got to fight for our life. You know, we got to fight for our wives. We got to fight for our family, our daughters, our possession. And so I thank God for just sending Jesus, you know, that we may have life and life more abundantly. Even though the enemy tried to lie to me, you know, but, you know, we have to stand on the word. You know, Christ came that we may have life and life more abundantly. And I was still believing to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So I knew that was a lie. And when I turned my back, instantly God made that little guy look like a little ant to me. Like, for some reason, in my spirit, that little guy, he just seemed like an ant. Like, God could have just right then just took his life. You know, that's how I kind of felt about it. But, yes, sir, I believe, you know, people out there, and it take courage to be out there. It take courage. And the way we get courage, if somebody want to know, the way we get courage is very Romans 8:31. You know, God is with me. Who can be against me? You got to know God is with you. Just like when you go out back in the day when it was little, you go fight and you got your big brother with you. You ready to fight because your big brother with you, things of that nature. But when you know God is with you, you know, you can go forward. But if you don't know God is with you, it's hard to obey the word of God. And so that's a real powerful scripture I love to meditate. God is with me. Who can be against me? God is with me. So that's what I love to stand on, Romans 8. You know, 31, God is for me. Who could be against us? And so you got to know God is with you. And when you know God is with you, you can have courage to go forth, because God gave us courage for a reason, and that's the fight. You know, it's necessary to fight for your family. It's necessary to fight, you know, that old sinful nature. We have in us an old sinful nature. We got to fight that thing, you know, the power of darkness, unbelief, sickness, poverty, you know, stop not to be broke. You know, you have to fight so much stuff, but it take courage. It take courage to go out there and start that business, you know, to go to work and provide. You know, so we got to have courage. And the guys I'll be seeing out there, Waymakers, they got courage, man. I tell you, Young Preach, Pastor Rod, a lot of other people, Pastor Jonathan them, and, you know, my boy Sky, them guys, I got nothing but love for them. Nothing but love, because I know it take courage, and I know that they know that somewhere deep in their heart, God is with them, you know, to go be, to continue to go forth as street ministry like that, you got to know God is with you. You got to have that settled. Just like when you're in a marriage, you got to have it settled that I know my wife loves me. You know, you got to have it settled. I know God loves me. I know God is with me. And once you have that settled, you know, God will give us courage. He'll give us courage to go forth in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. 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 God bless you. That's good. That's good. That's going to lead me to this next song, but I want to throw a scripture in there. He's encouraging you to get out there and fight, y'all. And it takes me to Ephesians 6, down in verse 10, where it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Tells you to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. And it tells you that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. But it says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. All right? Make sure that you do that. And Heavenly Father, that's who you need to call on to. You know what I'm saying? Call on your Heavenly Father. Call on the name of Jesus. He told you about that. Talk about this song, Heavenly Father, as we play it going into the top of the hour, Pastor. Heavenly Father.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, I love this song. I love it. It's more rapping in this song, more up the beat. And it's Heavenly Father is a perfect father. You know, so many people out there, you know, that, to be honest, lost their dad, lost their parents and stuff like that. And, you know, once you think about it, your original origin, if you just keep going back, your original origin is God. Your original father is God. And so, and one thing about God, he's faithful, you know. So we got a faithful father. We got a heavenly father that is faithful. He's upright. He's just. And what I love about him, he created everything. You know, he created everything. So he is the father of this universe. So it is biblical. You know, he's our heavenly father. He's a good father. He's a faithful father. And what he did for us is so amazing, just to redeem us back to him, to have us part of his family. And it's amazing when you just, you know, you run across people and they born again already. And Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And you like, wow, what up, brother? You my brother. And you know deep in your heart, hey, you family, like spiritually connected forever. And it's just amazing what God did, Heavenly Father. So it was produced at my auntie house down there at Theodore. I was staying with her at the time. And I was just, you know, just God just dropped it in my spirit, you know, just that father. You know, sometimes you just want that father, you know, just love, you know, just that faithful, unfailing, just, you know, that just, man, wow, just a hug and just, you know, just that father, faithfulness, upright. You know, that beauty of holiness, you know, you just want all that and some. So this song right here, it just like directed straight to the Father and just saying, please help us, please heal us. It's almost like a prayer, and it's phenomenal, man. A shout out to my homeboy Mike. He had lost his dad and young preach. And so when you hear it, sometimes it brings you just, you know, closer to God and let us remind us that our real origin, our real spiritual father, you know, is God Almighty. And one day it will be revealed. And so thank you so much. Yes, sir. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father. All right, as we get ready to go into the top of the hour, our special guest today, gospel recording artist, Holy Boy Soldier, Holy Boy Real, hanging out with us. His Heavenly Father being featured right here on YAT Radio.
My knees and pray like my little niece cake in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father. Please help us, please heal us, in the name of Jesus.
the Holy Word of God. Shout him in my heart when times get hard. And I know he gonna make a way for me and you. Oh, yeah, that's what he do. Yeah, he the truth. Yeah, good news. Yeah, we got his autograph. Yeah, give him the mark of our cares. Yeah, follow the direct of hell. Yeah, you deliver my soul from hell. Yeah, yeah, people they calling me lame. Yeah, cause I keep calling your name. Yeah, cause I keep calling your name. Yeah, they don't see my pain. And they don't see the hurt. He healed my broken heart and told me to go to everyone. For God to love the word he gave is only the God and son. He took more than just a soul. This is perfect will be done.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Hedgman. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. As we step into the second hour, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get involved in the conversation. We're going to open up the lines at the end of the show for Q&A. You like to get one of your artists on and have a conversation to walk across the Black the Breaking Chains platform. WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. Shoot us an email, all right? All right, welcome back to the show. Gospel recording artist Joseph Johnson, a.k.a. Holy Boy Soldier, is hanging out with us this afternoon. He's one of our very own pastors here at Breaking Chains, too. So it's definitely an honor to have him here today. All right, Pastor, as we step into the second hour here, there's a lot of things going on the music scene today in the media, period. And we see the enemy lurking all throughout the radio, all in the music, all on the television, social media. Got a lot of people's attention. I'm not going to say everybody, but it got a lot of people's attention and sucking them in. What is it that we can do as pastors, ministers, evangelists, street ministers, how can we help to kind of, you know, turn the tide a little bit on what's going on out here?
Amen. One of his great ideas or his leading ideas to his ministry was, you know, glad tidings, you know, recent news. Information that you would love to hear, you would like to hear, and he took it to the streets, and you know he took it to those that had a disadvantage. You know, a lot of times people skip over those that's deprived, you know, that's powerless, and people that's underprivileged, and low self-esteem, things of that nature. But if we continue just to, it's easy to love the lovable, but just, you know, continue to love on those that's unlovable. And I see a lot of times, you know, those be the ones that kind of commit a lot of crimes and stuff, those that don't get that attention. And so they have a place for people like that that want extra attention. They call prisons and, you know, stuff like that. And so just continue to just love on the people. You know, take out the time and let them know you care. Even just listen, you know, when witness the people, sometimes you could kind of get caught up and just make it look like a witnessing feel. But I learned, you know, just to listen. You know, I was just listening to this young lady, and she was just so burdened down. And she just started crying and crying and crying, and she was just crying and crying. She was so burning down. And so just listening and caring, you know, just loving on the people. And sometimes it takes time, you know, we just don't get it perfect the first time. You know, it just takes time, you know, trying to minister to people. You might want to just reach out to, like, local ministries and get trained, you know, and tell people, hey, man, I really want to build my relationship with Christ. You know, get with some people that's serious about their salvation. You know, a lot of people ain't real serious about their salvation. Me, myself, you know, I'm pretty serious about my salvation. I try to surround myself, you know, around people that's serious about their salvation. It's a time now to, you know Jesus Christ, to know that what he did for you, how he came to take away your sins. You don't have to die your sins. And that's a no-no. You know, we don't want to die. And I said, so, yes, sir, I believe, like, what's going on right now, we just got to continue to bring that recent news, which is the good news. You know, we kind of got to stay relevant. You know, we don't want to just fade away, try to hold on to that old wineskin, but we want that new wine. And the way we do that, we got to have that daily relationship with Christ. You know, we got the it's like a divine appointment. You know how you make an appointment? And the word of God is divine. So when you get in the word in the morning, that's a divine appointment. We have a divine appointment tonight. You know, if you get in your word tonight, it's an appointment for you tonight. Right now, it's a divine appointment at noon, morning, noon, and night. Every day we have a divine appointment, you know, to get in that word, because that word of God is divine. So just communicating the gospel, you know, the message of the gospel, you know, just taking out that time and trying to learn what is the gospel, what is the good news, what is this divine message that I'm supposed to carry inside of me, you know, to the lost, to the world, you know. And so many people, they just get caught up with the earthly riches. And one thing about the earthly riches, it just full, it filled the people's mind with pride. You know, the Bill Gates, you know, they think they're doing something and all this stuff. And, you know, the people that's, you know, doing all this crazy stuff to the continents, to the world, and trying to depopulate the world. And what's going on with them, they in bondage. You know, those top elects, they got all the billions of dollars, and they don't even know they in bondage. You know, they get enslaved. So real freedom is in Christ Jesus. No, I'm so free in Christ Jesus. I was telling this guy the other day, I took him out to eat. It was a homeless guy, and we were just talking, and he was sharing stuff with me. He took him to Godfather's, and we just sat in there and ate. And I was just telling him, you know what, man, I'm at peace, you know. But I know it take a process sometimes, but in order to have that peace, you got to have the Prince of Peace, which is Christ. You got to work on that relationship. And that's really what it's all about, because these earthly riches, a lot of worldly people focus on them, and they're just full of pride. So, and the Bible talks about all this. They got to be delivered. You know, they captives. And so that's our job, to try to restore them to this country, which is the kingdom of God. And, you know, try to restore their families, you know, their friends. And that's really the highest benefit, you know, for the children of God, which is us. And so we just kind of trying to help release their minds, because their mind is captive under sin. And so that's why we're here, to break those chains with the word of God, to break the chains with that recent, that good news, that good information. You know, you may be had a disadvantage, but by Christ Jesus, the Bible says the entrance of the word is, the entrance of the word giveth light. You know, Jesus Christ, he was heaven on earth. You know, well, he represented heaven on earth. And that's what we're supposed to do. While we on this earth, we're supposed to represent heaven. You know, we are a sign. People looking for signs, we are that sign. You know, the Word of God is true from the beginning. The Word of God has been true from the beginning. I like how David said in Psalms 119, he said, 7 times a day I will praise thee, O Lord, for thy righteous judgment. And God's judgment is righteous. It's going to happen. And then it even said it's going to start with, you know, the church, you know. And but David said 7 times a day he will praise God. So I want to encourage people, you know, take our time, set your alarm clock. You know, I have my alarm clock going off a lot of times a day. I was talking to my sister earlier, and she was saying how she had her alarm clock going off several times a day. And it's good to use technology for our advantage. You know, any change for the better is good. So encourage people, you know, according to the word, David said he praised God. You know, you can praise him 10 times a day, 100 times a day. And I was telling this young lady, she was mad about something. And she said, how many times I got to forgive him? And it was funny because I said 7 times 70 you got to forgive him. Then she said the H word. She was like, H, no. And but it was the truth, though. It was the truth. So sometimes, you know, the Word of God has been true from the beginning. And just, you know, continue on to encourage everybody that, you know, this earthly riches, don't get caught up with this earthly riches. It's good, but it's not the absolute truth. The absolute truth is everlasting life forever. Think about your everlasting soul salvation, where you're going to spend eternity. Hell is never, ever, 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 ever going to stop. You know, never, ever, ever going to stop. Never, ever. If you think about it, who want to burn in hell forever, eternity? You think it's going to stop? I said one time, you know, I wouldn't mind going to hell if it was like 100 years, you know, 1,000 years or something. But forever, never, ever going to stop. I mean, burning forever, eternity.
I tell you what, I don't want to go at all. Never, ever, ever, ever for 100 years, 1,000 years. I don't go for a day. I don't want to go for a minute. You understand what I'm saying? Never, ever. Amen. As you just said, never, ever, 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 ever.
Yes. Yes, sir. And that's what I thought at one time, but I was just like, wow. You know, but but it's definitely not worth it. So when I realized, you know, hey, like Pastor said, I don't want to go for a day or a year or so, this and that. But the thing is that it's never, ever, ever going to stop. And so I made up my mind. I said, you know what? They could call me whatever they want. They could call me lame, not being called everything. You know, oh, you lame, this and that. I got shot. And people, they always say, why you didn't get revenge and this and that? And I had multiple chances to get revenge. I had people coming to me to want to take care of them and begging them not to, you know, but for the glory of God, for Christ's sake, you know, I never did nothing, never got revenge. I gave it to God. I made a promise to God that I wasn't going to do nothing. And, but for Christ's sake. And so just, you know, getting in the Word of God, and I just want to encourage people, the entrance of the Word gives light. It just pin yourself in a place where the Word can enter into you. That darkness that's in people, it will light it up. Long story short, it's easy to take a bath and clean the dirt off your physical body. But when you have dirt on you, the inside, you know, the Word of God got to dwell in the inside. You got to give the Word time to dwell in us. You know, you got to sit under the Word. You got to let the Word get into you for a month straight, week straight, you know, and let it dwell so it can clean the inward man. But yes, sir, just encourage people, don't focus on all these earthly riches, because it fills people with pride. And that's what's going on now, a lot of pride. And what happens, they become a slave to this world. And God don't want us a slave to this world, but he want us to be, you know, a slave for Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Good word, that Pastor. Good word. You know, Romans 12 talks about what Pastor telling you. Don't be conformed to this world. You know, it said be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So that's going to lead me to this next song, because, you know, in order for you to be renewed under the Spirit of the Lord, he had to save your soul. He had to save you. So talk about that soul, that song there. He saved my soul. What brought that song on, sir?
Hey man, that song, He Saved My Soul, it was a song that God had me to write, and I just wanted to let the people know a testimony, God Saved My Soul. I heard a secular rapper, he said something about how what they'll do to you, and it's going to make you want to get saved. It's like if you're scared, go to church. And so that song came about like, not according to what they said, but it was like, hey, I ain't ashamed. He saved my soul. I thank God he saved my soul, because the secular world, the songs they say now, you won't believe the contents and how they saying they'll shoot you to heaven and they'll send you to God. And they saying how they devils, you know, they telling you, hey, I'm a devil and I'm finna send you to meet the devil. I'm finna send you to hell. And so this song, it was just saying, hey, I'm not ashamed. God saved my soul. Yeah, I'm on the Lord's side. And the Bible say we're going to win. So it's a song just saying, hey, he saved my soul. And I'm glad about it. And according to the word of God, I'm boasting about it. I'm boasting in the Lord. He saved my soul. I'm happy he saved my soul. And I pray that he continue to save the other secular rapper souls also. Thank you.
Amen to that. Amen to that. That's good right there. Here's the song, Holy Boy Soldier. This one's called He Saved My Soul. We're breaking chains, raising the sound. YAT Radio. Here we go, y'all.
Thank you.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, gospel recording artist, Holy Boy Soldier, a.k.a. Pastor Joseph Johnson. All right, welcome back to the show, y'all. What's going on? Here's something for you, Pastor. We talk about this a lot through the week on the air, so I'll bring this out. With a lot of down in Mobile, Alabama, artists out there, a lot of artists doing a lot of different things. And here's something that I have a question about. Why aren't we all coming together as one entity? You know, everybody has their own label, everybody has their own ministry, you know what I'm saying? But the scripture said that there's one Lord, one church, one baptism, a lot of members, but one body. Okay, so we are all the members. We are different members. But why aren't we coming together enough in all the different communities to bring the sounds and the word of God to the people? Why aren't we taking it to the streets like that, putting on big shows? And, you know, why aren't those things going on? Not just down in Mobile, Alabama, but, you know, you don't hear a lot of things. And if it is, because one thing about it is, if it was going on, and I'm sure it is, And we give God all the glory for instilling in you the work to get out there to be you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We thank God for you being one of those few laborers that are out there doing the work of the Lord, that's not trying to manipulate the scheme or deceive people. Why aren't we coming together more to do these things? What's going on with that? How do you feel about that?
Amen. I know one of the things is I notice it's pretty much like vows, covenants, and promise. People really don't stand up to those no more like they used to do in Bible times. You know, back then, breaking a vow, breaking a promise, breaking a covenant, it was very, very dangerous. But once you made a vow to connect with somebody and, you know, your word was your bond, and I think now it's just it's a low standard. It's just a very, very low standard of covenants, promises, and vows to each other. But yes, sir. And some people, they just feel like they graced to do something with just certain people. And that's what I mean about earlier. You know, it's easy to love the lovable. But what if you have a guy there that's not so lovable, not so attractive, but he's gifted? You know, some people won't use him. They're just, you know, I remember it's kind of funny. It was a photo shoot we was having, and the guys, they kind of didn't want me in the picture. And it kind of hurt it and stuff like that. It was years ago, and I never forgot it. And so I said, you know, I'll never treat nobody like that. You know, we supposed to be in a group. You know, we went to do a show in Florida. It was a nice show, and God had us do our thing. Then the photo shoot came. Then it was like, man, you ugly. Get out the picture, man. You messing it up and stuff like this. But it's just a lot of kind of weird stuff going on, like immaturity. But as we continue just to grow in Christ, we'll figure out that it ain't about color. It ain't about how tall you is, how muscular, what your shape is, things like that. But it's just all about, you know, just the, you know, the power of God and helping people and trying to be the solution and be the answer. And yes, sir, but if we just continue to walk in obedience and just love God and love others from a pure heart, it'll make a big difference. And I just love how a lot of times when promotion time comes for some people, you know, it's good to celebrate them, things like that, because just like Joseph, when his promotion time came, couldn't no jail, no prison, could nothing, you know, stop him. The Bible says, in due season, if we faint not, it's a due season for us. So to those that kind of, you know, felt left out, you know, continue to just stick to God, and it's a due season for you. And when that season comes, just remember that the kingdom of God is all about unity. And the way you keep that unity, you got to meet up. You got to have meetings several times a week. And, you know, if the body of Christ, you know, continue to meet up and link up. And like I said, with those vows and covenant, you know, most people don't like making them because they're going to break them probably. But if we could just be a man of our word, a woman of our word, you know, sometimes it seems like we don't have nothing. But in those times of nothing, we have more time to God. We have more time with God. It's been sometimes where it seems like that I just, you know, you ain't have nothing going on, you know, no connection, no divine connection. But in the moment of no divine connections, no contracts, no opportunities, just a drought season. And I learned in those seasons, that's when you have more time with God. So I try to use that to my advantage when I feel like, you know, nobody want to connect with me, nobody want to feature and stuff like that. So I just use it, you know, to study, try to spend more time with God, you know, try to do the best I can. And God, he'll make us small to make us big, just like Job in the Bible. You know, God made him small, but we seen that he also made him big. So when we weak, we pull on God for strength. You know, and we become strong. And so as we become strong, we just can't forget to help make other people strong, not just the people that we like or just the people that's attractive and stuff like that. So it's important to do it with the right intentions, because you could tell people intentions, just like if you was in a car driving, if you put your signal light to go on left, I could tell your intentions is to go left by putting your signal light on. So you could tell people intentions a lot of time by their actions and things they do. And God, he is so good. And we'll talk about that later, how he wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And just by action, you know, we can actually be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so you could tell by people's actions, their intentions, what they're doing, by their actions. So by my actions, I said, you know, I want to love everybody. I don't want to treat certain people like this because they lovable, they successful. You know, I want to treat everybody, you know, with the love of God, with the right intentions and the right motives. Because you can see people in ministry, with studios, with the wrong motives. You know, I've been in studios with the engineers. They rushing me. They telling me, hurry up, man. How many times you going to do it? Or with a bad spirit. And, you know, it just made me just want to just say anything, you know, not doing it with a passion. There's been some studios where they just, when you come in a few minutes late, they charge you, which I get. But just the doing it with the right intentions and the right motives, because people are not dumb. You know, people, they can tell if you got the right intentions, the right motives, things like that. So that's very, very, very important to do things, you know, with the right intentions, right motives. But I just say a lot of people doing things for God. I thank God for them. I love them. You know, I celebrate them. I bless them in the name of Jesus. But it's real when you get out there in the battlefield, you know, when you really out there in the trenches, when you really trying to catch that killer whale, that killer shark, you know, you got to go out there to the deep. You can't just stay on the shore. Well, everybody like to stay on the shore and just have a good time, fellowship. But if you really want to catch those killers, those sharks, those whales, you got to go into the deep. And so I just pray and bless, and I just love those that's out there doing things for God, and I just continue to bless them and pray. Even after I pray for them, I'm praying for myself also. And yes, sir, it just I believe just continue to mature and spiritual grow in Christ. And last thing is, one of the greatest challenges is going to be our spiritual growth. You know, one of the greatest challenges is growing spiritually. And as we continue to grow spiritually, you know, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. And, you know, you just want to, you know, treat everybody right. You don't want to have no secret agendas, no secret motives. You know, you just really want to do things with a pure heart to glorify God. And so I just pray that people that's doing music, that they really doing it from a pure heart. Because you have some people, man, they'll treat you wrong. They'll tell you, hey, man, your music trash, man. Turn that junk off. We don't want to hear that. So you got to be strong if you really want to continue to move forward, you know, in music, gospel music. Because you're going to have all type of critics. You're going to have all type of people talking about you. You're going to have all type of negative things you're going to hear. So you got to be strong and just keep going forward and just doing it with the right heart. Thank you.
Amen. 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 God bless you on that. You know, there's a lot going on out here. You know, religion has taken over the spiritual living, and not even, you know, Christianity or religion, however you want to word it. But spiritual living has gotten away from people because so many people are confused. And we talked about the music. So let me ask you this last question. When it comes to understanding the church, that we are the church and not the building, do you feel that we as church leaders and church leadership has done an excellent role in getting people to a full understanding of God's word so that people can have a better understanding on which direction they need to go with their lives, whether they want to choose music, writing, or pastoring, or how have we done the best that we can do to make sure that people understand how to identify when God is speaking to them, how to be able to discern of spirits. How do you feel about that, Pastor?
Oh, yes, sir. Just to make it simple, God pattern all through Scripture, he commanded us to reproduce, to multiply, to be fruitful. And that's what it's all about. If you do music, he wants you to multiply. You know, gospel music, he wants you to continue to bear fruit. Because he talked about that fig tree. It looked it like it had fruits on it. It looked it like they was doing something. It looked it like they was producing. It looked it like they was multiplying. But when Jesus got close to it, he picked the axe to the root. You know, it wasn't no fruits. It wasn't no, you know, success on it at all. And so he cursed it from the root. And so the secret to being fruitful, we got to be empowered. We got to empower one another. You know, stop putting each other down and telling folks, man, turn that trash out, but and show them how to make better music. If you don't want to hear all that rap, you know, show them how to make poetic music or a worship music, hire them an engineer or something, you know, empower them, because God, he instills the seed of fruitfulness in us. Every seed, every fruit, he put a seed in it. So we have seed in us already that we just got to manifest. And I just thank God for it. And so, but it do come a time of pruning. Well, God, he prune us, and it don't feel good. And it's not that God's punishing us, but it's just he's trying to reward us. He's trying to get us, because God is the vine dresser, you know. And he prunes us, this life we live in. But as we abide in Christ, we will bear fruits. So once we get born again and we get in Christ Jesus, we get hooked up with Christ. Okay, Holy Spirit, how you want to lead me? I know you ain't going to lead me wrong. And if we stay connected to Christ, we stay connected to the true vine, and we the branches, then we will continue to produce. And you can kind of tell if people be staying connected to Christ, because they will be producing. And it's really a blessing, because once we connect with Christ, it's really a double abiding. You know, once we abide in Christ, as we abide in Christ and we abide in him, as a result of that, we will, it's a double abiding. He abide in us, we abide in him. So guess what? You can't do nothing but bear fruits for his glory. We can't do nothing but bear fruits for his glory. So that's really how these songs came about. Just staying connected to God and having an opportunity to just bear fruits with this music. And so now I'm just, when I get with young people, I encourage them. I see my nieces. I was able to record them. They bearing fruits. They got music. My sister, she got music. My other sister got music. I got my mom on some songs, things like that. Other people. So they just bearing fruits. So God, he really, to make it real simple, he really want us to connect to the pattern of scriptures, which he command us to, you know, to rule the land. and to bear fruit, to reproduce in Jesus' name, and continue to reproduce. Because think about it, once we gone, we have to be replaced. So we got to empower the other generation. We got to power other people, you know, to bear fruit. Because if they don't, then that's when the enemy just run havoc. And so that's what's been going on now. You know, a lot of leaders before us, God bless them all, you know, they did a great job. But when you know that you about to not going to be here forever, you want to replace kind of yourself. You want there to be a replacement. You want to empower somebody else. So when you're not there, things keep running. And that's how the kingdom operates. When you leave and stuff stop running, that's not kingdom. Some people think, if I ain't there, it ain't going to work right anyway. That's not how it's supposed to be. If you're not there, I'm supposed to have somebody trained and empowered to have a keep running for the kingdom's sake. And that's called being fruitful, and that's being successful. So very simple. We're supposed to continue to multiply whatever gifts you got. And that's what the worldly people and society, that's what they want to do. They want to steal all of our energy. They don't want us to produce those books, to produce those albums. They just want us to sit up and watch social media all day and let it rob us from our destiny. But in Jesus' name, I pray that we continue to bear fruits in Jesus' name. And the reason for us to bear fruits, because he wants to build our character. And it's so much to it, but yes, sir. But I just encourage the people to get in that right environment. Also, the right environment makes a major role into bearing fruits. You can't be in just rocks and think you're going to grow. You got to put yourself in the right environment. You got to listen to the right music. You got to listen to the music that's going to arrow you to your direction. The Bible says children like arrows. So parents have a very important job in the way they're going to shoot them. Some people think, oh, you got to let them go when they get a certain age. Just let them go do their thing. And that's kind of where things get messed up. But the kids are like an arrow. We're supposed to direct them to their destiny, you know, for Christ's sake. So just finding the right environment and staying in that right environment makes a big difference. It makes a big difference if you're going to bear fruits or not. And so I just pray that we continue to bear fruits. And another word for being fruitful is being successful, you know, for the kingdom of God. It's, you know, you can have worldly success. You can have worldly success or godly success. So just encourage people to be fruitful for God. You know, whatever it may be fruitful for God. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Here's our last song for the show. This one's called Holy Ghost. Talk about that song there, sir.
Yes, sir. Holy Ghost, it was produced when I was staying in Atlanta by this guy. He was good friends with Beethoven, a very famous producer for the world. But he really, like, he wanted to do kingdom. He produced some of Lecrae songs also. But Beethoven and this guy, they was real cool. And it was a good opportunity for me at the time, but I didn't really know who I was connected with. So I kind of took it for granted. But we went in the studio that night, and we did our thing, and it came out real quick. It's called Holy Ghost. And they told me to do a spiritual song. So it was just something, no pen, no paper. I just went in there and did it. And it came out pretty good. And one thing I learned about the Holy Ghost is that the Holy Ghost is just like drinking water. You know, the more you drink water, the more healthy you become. And so once we drink of the Holy Spirit, we will stay spiritually healthy. And so how much do you want to drink of the Holy Spirit? So when you hear this song, it's like drinking of the Holy Spirit, and it's making us spiritually healthy. So that was the intention of this song. Just like if you don't drink, the Bible says don't be drunk of wine in Ephesians 5:18. It says don't be drunk of wine because it will ruin our life. You know, somebody always getting drunk and always this and that. Next thing you know, their life is ruined. To be honest, alcohol, it kind of ruined my life, but God has redeemed me. I made a covenant, never drink again. And since I made that covenant, I have never drunk again. But I tell you, but when you drink of the Holy Ghost, that's why the Bible says be filled with the Holy Spirit by faith. By faith, you could be filled right now with the Holy Spirit, and you can receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So this song, Holy Ghost, it was a very simple song. It was just repetitiously. And I see myself, for some reason, I never had a drop top. But if I ever get one, I see myself playing this song in a drop top real loud in the neighborhood so they can hear it. And so this song is called Holy Ghost. And so I encourage you to just spend time also with the Holy Spirit, because the more you drink of the Holy Spirit, the more spiritually healthy you will be. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, gospel recording artist Joseph Johnson, a.k.a. Harley Bar Soldier. This one's called Holy Ghost, right here on YAT Radio.
Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We making it personal. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it spiritual. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We making it personal. Holy Ghost, hey. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it biblical. When I get it, I get it, I want it. And when I do get it, I get it, I feel it. Killing and killing and ripping and feeling and feeling. The type with me is in me. Then I'm gonna know what I really can't do. When I really want to, when I'm doing the truth. Jesus Christ, I'ma live my life is paradise. For the profession, I got a confession. I do it for shouting, I know she's professional. Damn, I don't want to move on, pay attention. Deep inside is something missing. So I prophesied in Jesus' name right now. Order to get in the heaven, you got to give your life to God. Holy Ghost Spirit, he dwelling on you. He always is here, hey. So working that quick, hey. I'm making it personal, great commission, yeah, I'm on it. The Holy Ghost power, I want it, I want it, I want it. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We making it personal, Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it biblical. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We making it personal. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it biblical. I am a miracle, miracle, biblical. Holy Ghost in the physical. Living life wonderful. Studying my Bible, biblical. God over money and the universe. I got the Holy Ghost, feeling real good like every day. Holy Ghost power got me feeling like I got wings and I wanna fly away to heaven right now. But I can't, gotta stay on earth and with it like a say. Yeah, but I'm talking about money and I bank, yeah, I'm robbing and giving. Yeah, I got my treasure. Holy Ghost got me, I'm feeling so precious. Look at my eyes, you gonna be fine, I'm standing. That's the way I do it. 1:6, I'm living and I'm claiming on the mission, but Jesus believe it. We got that power, casting our demons. Never been a coward, ask my preacher. Can we get our praise? Cause we in the zone, and heaven's high, we won't turn down. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We making it personal. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it biblical. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We making it personal. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it biblical.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, on YAT Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show. What's going on, Pastor Rod? Hanging out with you. I got my guy, Pastor Joseph Johnson, a.k.a. Holy Boy Soldier. Got the Holy Ghost, I tell you. Yeah. Riding down the street bumping. We're going to be riding in that drop top soon, listening to that. All right, everybody. We've had a very powerful show this afternoon, man. It's been really great. Pastor, tell everybody where to find your music, where to find you, how to reach out to you. Give out that information, please.
Hey, man, I'm on Facebook and YouTube. Joseph King Johnson on Facebook and YouTube. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, King Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for hanging out with us this afternoon, sir. Everybody, it's been a very powerful show. Don't forget, we're here every day, man. We put it in at least 6 days a week right here on the air. So make sure you check us out. We'll be back tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. in a special assignment. We all come together, man, and we just bring the word of God and talk about things that need to be done, what we need to do as children of God. Don't forget, next Sunday, our rescheduled show that we had to be rescheduled for Mother's Day. It's going to be going down next Sunday. Rodney Toomer, a.k.a. DJ Rod Skeet. He'll be hanging out with us next Sunday. I'm going to open up the phone lines now, as we do every week, just to make sure people that are holding on, anybody got any statements, any questions, anything for the pastor, for a Holy Boy Soldier. The line is open. Anybody like to talk to our special guest today, God bless you. You are on the air. All right. Okay. Nobody wants to talk, but it's good to see that you're hanging out with us, those that are listening through the telephone here and those that are out there listening by way of the internet. God bless you. Thank you for turning us on today. We send all of our love and our best and God's blessings out to you and your families. All right. Before we get ready to get out of here, got to always give out our Black History honoree for today and our health tip for today before we let the pastor give his final comments and prayers out today. We're going to honor this afternoon Miss Ethel Waters. Miss Ethel Waters enjoyed great success as a blues and jazz singer. She was also a pioneering actor, appearing on TV in 1939 in the Ethel Waters Show, an experimental program for NBC. Waters' performance in ABC's Beulah in 1950 to 1952 laid the groundwork for future African-American small screen stars. I'd like to thank Miss Ethel Waters, our Black History honoree, for opening doors that were closed to our people. God bless. Hey, don't forget, exercise. Get your stretching in every day, every morning, every evening. Do you some exercises, some side straddle hops, jumping jacks, some stretching, some sit-ups, some pull-ups, some crunches. Just get your exercise on, build up that heart rate, and make sure that you cut back on all of the fried foods, all the junk food. Eat more vegetables, eat more fruit, and, get you some peanuts and some popcorn, something like that, and cut down on all the candy, and make sure that you put 64 ounces of water in your body daily. 64 ounces, that's 8 glasses with 8 ounces of water, and each one drink it, or go get you 4 bottles of 16-ounce bottles of water, drink them. Just make sure you put a minimum of 64 ounces of water in your body on a daily basis, all right? We want to have you physically healthy, mentally healthy, and most importantly, spiritually healthy. Make sure that you study the Word of God so you can be pleasing unto Him. Stop trying to please man all the time. Stay in prayer at all times. The scripture tells you to pray without ceasing. I don't know what you think that means. Pray without ceasing means that you always praying. The scripture also says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. All right? Make sure that you stand before God. Amen. All right, Pastor, give your final comments and pray us up out of here, sir.
Yes, sir. Just want to say thanks for everybody that's tuning in. I truly appreciate it. You know how the Bible just describes God as holy, pure, good, all those good things, righteous, just, you know, merciful. Continue to be merciful to people. He was trustworthy. He's faithful. He's the God of grace and most of all love. And I said that to say this, as we learn more about God, guess what? Good news. We learn more about ourselves. As God's sons and daughters, we are his spiritual creation. We are to reflect those qualities, to all source, which is him. He is our source, and we are to reflect, guess what, holy, pure, good, righteous, just, merciful. Be merciful to somebody that's trying to mistreat you. Trustworthy. Be trustworthy to that person that you love, faithful and full of grace, that most of all love. Thank you, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you for that, Pastor. Can you go ahead now and pray us out, sir, as we prepare to end the show for today?
Yes, sir. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you that it will not return void. We bless you. We give you all the honor and glory. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you. Father God, continue to help us in every aspect of our life. We trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. We bless you. We love you. We trust you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Same station. You know where to find us, www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. It's a special assignment tomorrow evening. Both of us should be there. We'll be there. So, you know, come and join the rest of us tomorrow evening. Get involved in the conversation. Have yourself a blessed night. We thank you for being here. Pastor, thank you for joining us tonight, being our special guest, our gospel recording artist for the week. And God bless you on your career, sir. May God continue to move you forward and open doors that were already shed, of doors that you didn't even know were there. May he continue to bless you, sir. God bless you, and we love you, brother. All right? God bless
Amen.
Everybody.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Peace out, everybody. Good night.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're family. We're dying,
we're dying.
They are lying, hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be,
I'm
just trying to be. Late as I can be,
great as I can be.
Grow with one another, living happily,
living happily.
But you hurting me,
what you hurting me?
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying from Zion. Yeah. And you're a queen. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you. Oh, oh.
Why we hurting?
Why we hurting?
Not yet loving.
Not yet loving.
Not yet willing.
Why
to love the world? Oh. Can you feel the grace,
can
family?
You feel the grace,
to breathe
family.
Another day.
To breathe another day.
Take for granted that y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful
place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love
my
you, my people.
People.
I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering while I say, oh, 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 oh,
have been listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.